from 2 Tango Mobile.
To UTK4OIM. How you doing, Rusty?
RM. W2T. Boy, you keep trying to mess my call up every time you call me, fella. You put the two in the wrong place, but that's all right. I still answer. I'm doing pretty good. Just finished barbershop rehearsal. Headed over to the Fats and Greer for a little bit of a bite to eat, since I haven't had any supper yet today.
Got mixed up. My daughter just come running down here and said, Daddy, this lady that I've been walking her dogs for, she's got a 32-foot collar over and said she'd take $50 for it, including a top section and all, if you want it. Yeah.
One for $50? Yeah. Jump on it. I would, too. Well, yeah, you just have to watch those that have been around a while. Make sure they haven't rusted out real bad in some places. I had a friend that got a deal like that. He had someone wanted to sell him a 100-foot tower for $75. And he was all for it until he went over and looked at it. And half the sections were unusable. So that 100-foot tower would only have been 50 feet high.
Down in a park, laying on the ground, and my daughter said, Daddy, it looks good. Looks like it's new. So I told her, I said, yeah, I'll be over there tomorrow with my truck to pick it up.
Good hand.
If I had to borrow the money, I'll be over there with the money in hand. But, boy, I wanted to go to the Greer Club meeting tonight. I heard somebody say they were having face-to-face meetings, but, I'm up here on Lake Bowen, and we had one heck of a storm. I hate driving at night, and I sure wasn't going to drive at night with the rain. Did you get any rain over your way?
Oh, yeah. I'd already had nearly an inch of rain in my gauge before I left the house at 6:15, headed to rehearsal. So, and I ran through a storm over here, and we've had several down at my house, because I live down near Roebuck. But, no, their club meeting is the second Monday of the month, so it'll be next. This was just the first Monday since the 1st of June was a Tuesday. So Greer meeting will be next Monday.
See, hopefully I'll be able to make that one. I had been going to their meetings, and I asked Matt for an application to join the club, and it was after the club meeting, and I reckon he was in a hurry to leave, and he just handed me the paper, and I folded it up, put it in my pocket. I got home, was going to fill it out, but what he gave me was the directions to field day 2 years ago. But I felt bad about using this repeater and calling the net on Tuesday night and not being a member. So last month I went ahead and joined the Greenville Club over there. But I still want to go to Greer because I'm up here at Lake Bowen. It's too far to drive from here to Greenville that late at night, and me 73 years old.
With me, I'm 74, and I can't make the club meetings because the club meetings are the same time as my rehearsal. And the club meetings start at 7 o'clock. My barbershop rehearsal starts at 7 o'clock. And since we've just started back to in-person rehearsals, we've got show performances. Performances to get ready for, and a contest to get ready for in November. So me skipping meetings is not, they're going to be few and far between for right now. So anyway, I'll just have to play it by ear and see what happens, you know.
Got cataracts on both eyes, and VA, I went over there back in February. They checked my eyes, and the doctor told me, said, all right, I'm going to give you glasses one more time, but after that, you're going to have the cataracts removed, or either pay for the glasses. And she said for me to call her back in 6 months and she would schedule the surgery. And the doctor I had before her kept telling me that they had to wait till the cataracts got ripe. But she said, no, we can take them off anytime. So I'm just waiting on August to come where I can get these things off. She said once I had the cataracts removed, I probably wouldn't even need to wear glasses. Right now I'm wearing bifocals, and I just can't see to drive at night.
I used to wear bis. I wear progressives now, so I've got that where it works out pretty good and does a better job. And I don't have cataracts yet. I think I'm probably getting one or something because I've got a floater in one eye that I see every now and again. It doesn't pop up. And the doctor, my eye exam 2 years ago, he didn't say nothing about it. But I'm sure I will be told something about it this year when I have my, because I'm coming up in another month or so here. I'll be due for my annual eye, my every 2 year eye exam that they set me up for. And I'm probably going to need new glasses. I know I'm going to need new glasses because the lenses, even though you've got scratch protection on them, they get scratched. WU2 T-Mobile.
I'm going to go ahead and have the surgery done. It wasn't that I was scared of it. It's just that, well, in a way I was. I just hate for anyone to mess with my eyes. But it's gotten so bad now that I'm going to go ahead and get it over with. You know, I've been talking to Tom, N0TR, and he said, go for it. It's not nothing to it. He said, you'll be in and out there in just a few minutes. So, August, I'm going to have it done. So, I guess we better clear out of here. It ain't but about just a few minutes to the net start, so good talking to you, Rusty. K4OAM, I'll be clear on your final, Rusty.
Okay, well, we still got about 18 minutes before the net time. It's not that close. It's about 18 minutes still, so. Anyway, and it's starting to rain a little heavier down over here in downtown Gurr, and that's where I'm going through right now, headed over where we're going for something to eat at Fats. And where do you got to go for that surgery? Did they say, have you got to go down to Columbia to the VA down there, or are they going to be able to do it somewhere at one of the VA facilities up here in the upstate?
If that's right, it bothers my neck where I had that stroke and fell and broke my neck. And they scheduled me for a doctor here in Spartanburg. And since I'm going to a civilian doctor, I'm going to have to pay for it instead of the VA paying for it. But I just can't, you never know with the VA. They sent me down there to get some blood work for some tests. My daughter took a day off from work and drove me all the way to Columbia. I got down there and checked in, and we sat there for 2 hours, and they never called me up. I went up to the desk. I said, what's going on? I said, I had an appointment 2 hours ago. And she said, let me look. Oh, no, Mr. Bradshaw, your appointment's next week. I showed her my letter with my appointment. She said, well, they messed up down at administration. Your appointment's next week. So the next week, my daughter took that Friday off, drove me all the way back to Columbia, checked in, sat there about an hour or so. They never called me up. I went back up to the desk. Oh, your doctor is not in today. He's out, and we don't know what kind of test he wanted done. So we'll send you an email or a letter through the mail letting you know when your next appointment was be. And that was 2 years ago, and I ain't heard back from that appointment.
Oh, yes. Aren't those things like that a deal? So I'm glad that's why I'm a retiree, and I get TRICARE for life. Between TRICARE for life and my Medicare and the company I've got handling my Medicare, I don't have to worry about things like that. So I even get help with hearing aids with stuff, and I get help with my glasses, paying for my glasses and everything. So I've got all the stuff that covers that. Doesn't cover it completely, but enough to make it, you know, where it works. So, well, I'm getting over here onto Highway 29 going through on the big boulevard out here, and I got to watch where Fats is, and it's raining over here. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, and we'll catch up to you later. You have a good rest of the evening, and stay dry up there. W2T, clear on your final.
W2TK4OIM. I'll get it straightened out, Rusty. Yeah, I love going to that Fats over there in Greer. And I'll go ahead and sign and let you watch for traffic. So 73's, Rusty.
CQ. Good evening. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA4RM. My name is Robert, and I'm in Easley, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 o'clock. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located on Caesar's Head Mountain at an elevation of 3,500 feet, about to Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, Inc., and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. You can also check in via our EchoLink node, W4NYK, or you can check in on our pre-net check-ins on our website, which is brars.cc, and click the pre-net check-ins. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, so please call AA4RM. Make one announcement, I'll make it in just a few moments. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call AA4RM. Hearing none, we will begin our roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. And if you'd like to, if you please check into your correct alphabetical group. And when you do, give me your call and your call phonetically, your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChu portion of the net. Checking in multiple calls, please pause to give me time to get them all logged in. We'll begin tonight with our pre-net check-in. They include W4FCM, who is Fred. He's in TR. He brings along Isla in for IEI. KA5WLL Leroy is in Taylor's. K4XMR Mel checking in from Prosperity tonight. Good to have you, Mel. KI4LZI Andy in Table Rock. N1BMB David in Five Forks of Seville area. KX4YM Scott is checking in from Greenville. And he's got KO4ACD and KO4ILI, the two Marys also. And got W9STS Dan in Simpsonville. KN4BWX Ann also checking in from Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Ann. KN4BEM Daniel checking in from Greenville. Most of these were in our club meeting tonight. Appreciate y'all sticking around checking in on the pre-net check-ins. KD9MKR Scott, another Scott, he's in Greenville, or Simpsonville rather. And KN4URF Aaron checking in from Marietta, South Carolina. And we've got K4OSH Pat, who is in Malden, South Carolina. That's 15 pre-net check-ins. We do appreciate those. And we've also got a few stations checked in on our EchoLink node. So let's take those check-ins right now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call AA4RM.
AA4RM, please check in Will in Malden, W0WCR, and Jennifer. Whiskey 4 Juliet Papa Romeo will be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
To recognize, check it in via EchoLink, W0WCR. That's Will, and he brings along Jennifer, W4JPR. They're in Malden. Do appreciate y'all checking in. Good to see you again tonight, Will. It's been a while. I've had a club meet with you and been able to talk with you. Glad to see you on the meeting tonight. And with N1DMB. David, we've already got David checked in, so we'll now go to our regular check-ins. And remind you again, this is a directed net. All communication should be through net control. And before we do that, let me give you the announcement that I have. This will be my number one for tonight. And it concerns the Blue Ridge 2-meter net Monday night 100 check-ins that we are doing. Wendy, who also calls the net on Monday night, and I kind of got together. It was her idea, but we'll take it and run with it. And we're trying to promote the Monday night nets during the month of July. So that begins 1 month from tonight. And we've talked about it since on July 7th. Ray would have been 92 years old. We'll honor his memory by working to get 100 check-ins every Monday night in July. If you're a new ham or you're new to the area or just becoming aware, Ray K4SUG was instrumental in getting this repeater on the air back in 1973. It was really one of the main reasons I got my license that year, because this was so new, having a 2-meter repeater that technicians could operate on. That was really cool. The net was started shortly after that and has been in continuous operation 7 days a week since then. If you go to our website, bars.cc, and click the club history link at the top of the page, there's an audio that KD4DRA recorded back in February of 2011. Ray, on this net, actually given his audio repeater history of this, or audio history of this repeater, and it's very interesting to listen to that. If you've never listened to it, or it's been a while since you listened to it, it's really interesting to go back and hear Ray in his own voice talking about how this repeater got on the air. And that's, once again, that's on the club history link page on the bars.cc website if you've never listened to it. But we'll be talking about that more between now and next month. Have any questions about that? Or if you're hearing people talk about it or talk on this repeater during the daytime, or if you check into any other nets, it'd be great if you could tell them about this, and hopefully we can get everyone interested in checking in, especially if they use the repeater, especially club members. Okay, now we'll move to our regular check-ins on that. Appreciate your patience about that. This is Monday night, so we'll start the net with the Echo Through Hotel group. If the suffix of your call begins with E through H, you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net line, please call AA4RM.
AA4RM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. This is Patrick up in Penrose, and thank you.
4RM. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, negative to negative tonight, and thanks.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. Name is David in Whitmire. No traffic, no comment. 73, have a good night.
In KN4 HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Please also check in my husband Mark, Sue, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. I said in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, in Greenville, route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link. Liberty, in and out.
A4RM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's a wonderful group to start off with. I'd recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick and Penrose. And KC4EZN. And Harry checking in from Candor, North Carolina. We've got KO4EYV David in Whitmire. And we've got KN4HTP Wendy in Simpsonville, and she drags Mark along, W2MJB. Good to hear y'all tonight. Wendy will be back on the net next Monday night, if not before, and so will Mark, I hope. KO4GUN Nelson is mobile in Greenville, headed to Spartanburg, and Landon via Echo Link, who just got hooked up there, checking in from Liberty, KG4WNP. And we've got another Echo Link station, Echo Link only. Please call AA4RM.
AA4RM, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Lima Alpha Zulu, Jim down in Simpsonville tonight, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
AA4RM, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Jim. KK4LAZ, checking in from Simpsonville via Echo Link. Our Echo Link node is W4NYK-R, if you're ever out of town. Like to check in that way. You can also check in via the APERS. Network. I don't have APERS at home, but if you send a message to W4DJW via Echo Link, I'm sure you'll get the message and get you checked in. Or not Echo Link, via APERS, I'm sorry. All right, we're in the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H. One more time for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call AA4RM. That group taken care of. So the next group is India through Lima. Suffix your call begins with I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. Coordinate control.
Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
RM. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, seated in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Robert, to you and your better half there. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia, maybe I can do a food for tonight on transmission. But anyways, I do have a comment real quick and back to net and 73 is thank you.
4RM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer.
Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
There I am. Please check in. Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. Also, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. That's me, Gary. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Bonnie, and all on the net.
Please check in. Kilo, November 4th. Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG. Big Kevin. Bill, you're in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
For RM. Check in. Kilo, Oscar 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. That is KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
Brown with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just keep getting big groups in here. I'd like to recognize KK4JFO James in Tuxedo and Sid and Fletcher, W4IOE. KO4ISG Danny's in Gastonia. Hang on for a minute, Danny. I'll let you get your comment. KK4JBQ Larry. Manny brings on Donna. KC4MFK. They're checking in from Greer. K3JOI. That's Miss Joy in Easley. And she's checked in by Gary, her husband. KI4DOS. I'll make the comment that Gary has the slot net on every Wednesday night. And I'm sure everybody's got some piece of equipment laying around that a new man would love to have. Put it on the swap net, even if you want to give it away. Jeff and Gary on Wednesday night. Kevin's in Fountain Inn, KN4UBG. And we've got KO4JKV. KO4JKV, that's right. Yeah, Duncan. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. I appreciate all of you checking in tonight. Danny, KO4ISG in Gastonia. You want to make your comment now? You want to hold it to the grad chief?
Couldn't do it right now, but it's okay. I'm in the control on DMR here in Gaston County. That's on at 8:30 p.m. Every Monday night. I don't do all the nets, but I do. I do a few of them. But anyway, it's Type Group 3137 on Brandmeister, and we love all of y'all because more the merrier, of course, and. Once again, it's at 8:30 p.m. 8:30 on 3137 Brandmeister Talk Group, and it's our non-affiliated areas net with the Gaston Amateur Radio Club, and we sure would love to have all of y'all. And if you got DMR radio, you want to exercise it, that's the place to do it, because I like to see it grow. When it grows a bit larger than it is, it's going to be pretty fun. And second comment is, I noticed we got two nets going on right now. And just recommendation. Maybe I should, two organizations get together and probably combine the nets. So use one repeater 1 week and another repeater the next week and both sign in on each other's net. It's just a recommendation. I ain't getting in everybody's business, but it's kind of confusing, especially to me. I'm pretty slow, and I need everything has to be written in crayon for me. But anyways, this is KO4ISG 73, and thank you for letting me have the comment. About E-Net.
Okay, Danny. Appreciate those comments. Anybody have any questions about Danny's net that he calls on the DMR on the Brandmeister? Know what you're talking about, Danny. If they don't, they'll need to just look up DMR and Brandmeister. They'll figure it out. That other net, most of us don't hear it. You're in a position to hear it where you are, and I think you're picking it up. Do you have a directional antenna pointing toward us?
I'm vertical. I don't just pick them up. I'm transmitting on both of them. That's why sometimes I get to check in on two nets with one transmission. And I know that's probably annoying to both you, both nets going on. And I do apologize, but it ain't my fault. Just the way it is.
Roger. I think you're kind of a one of a kind on that because I doubt that the rest of us hear it. I don't hear it. And I think it's on the other side of us from you, if I'm not mistaken. Either that or you're hearing one up in Virginia. So you may just have a really good location there. But I appreciate that comment, but I doubt if that will ever happen because most of us don't hear it. And to be honest, we were here first. So you can take that comment however you want to. But I do appreciate the comment. Okay, do we have any other stations you'd like to check in the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call AA4RF or net control.
Control. In Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Charlie Lima, KO4KCL, Barrett and Clifton. Negative and negative.
Recognize KO4KCL, Barrett in Clemson, and we do appreciate your check-in from Clemson tonight. Barrett, thank you. All right, we'll move to the next group now, which is the Mike through Papa group, M through P. The suffix of your call begins with M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AA4RM.
4RM. Albert, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4RM. Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, KO4OLK, Stephen and Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
In Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Juliet. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
4RM.
Great to hear you calling the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walden, Edmund. I'll be negative, negative.
Piedmont tonight, 7-3 to you, all in the negative and negative. 4RM in the Blue Ridge, 2-meter. Another great group there, recognizing KK4ONO, Lorena. She brings along Rick and Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. They're in Piedmont tonight. And KO4OLK, Stephen is in Greer. KO4NNJ, Taylor, Tyler from Taylor's. And we got Walt, K4OIM, one of our net controls, and one of the newest members of the Blue Ridge 2-meter, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Walt, congratulations on that. And we got KG4PFI, Mr. Don, and KG4QLQ, Linda. They're checking in from Piedmont. And we got KO4NNH, Fred, who is mobile. KG4PFI, Don, you got a minute?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, KG4PFI.
You remember years ago when I drove down there and picked up a dual band bass antenna from you?
That's a long time ago.
It was. I finally put it up Saturday, and I'm operating on it now. So that's how long it's been sitting in my shed.
Yeah, well, you blow the dust off of it and put it up.
It works better than an $80 one that I bought commercial and stuck up in the air further than this one is. We'll let you know that. I thought about you last week when I did that. Just appreciate that time. I think you picked that up from a silent key somewhere, but it really has worked out well for me this week, I tell you. All right, do we have any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call AA4RM. On there, we'll move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call AA4RM, internet control.
RM. Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, don't you? Good evening to everyone on the net.
What's
sudden we get a short group. Net Control recognizes WN4S. Chris, he is in Lyman. I think you and I are sometimes the only ones in this group, Chris, so I appreciate you filling it up for me tonight. Any other stations out there somewhere, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, and I think we've got an Echolink station. Echolink, if you'd like to check in, go ahead. Please call AA4RM or Net Control. To the next group then, that would be the Zulu group. The suffix your call begins with you through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Please call Alpha, Alpha 4 Romeo Mike or Net Control.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Houston, Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out.
Net Control. Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima Charlie, KC4, YLC. I'm the other David in Whitmire. I'll be in and out. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Bram. You're over. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
In Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everyone.
4RM Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and like to recognize first time. We'll get you, Keith. KE4ZHF. Well, thanks for being there, Keith. We'll let you check out at your leisure. KC4YLC David is in Whitmire. K4XB Tommy from southern Greenville. And KN4VWHD, he's also checking in from Inman tonight, Steve. Thank you for being there. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call AA4RM. Stations, got a couple of Echolink stations on there. Echolink only, call AA4RM for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll come back to Echolink. Let's move to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Appreciate your waiting tonight and being patient. A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call AA4RM.
4RM. Robert, this is Glenn, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Gulf, Katie 2BNG, and then Gray Court. Just check me in and out and say hi to the net.
AA4RM. Good evening, Robert. Good to see you at the club meeting tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
In the net, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha, Kilo Dot, a.k.a. in Easley, negative, negative.
For him, WD4DYH, Johnny, Cobb's Rest. No traffic, no round table. It was good to see everyone at the meeting. Hope you have a good evening. Thank you for calling the net.
Alpha 4, Romeo Mike. Check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville, negative and negative.
Check in Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we live in Pickens with negative and negative. And good evening to all fellow hams.
RM and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we appreciate check-ins from KD2BNG Glenn in Gray Court, South Carolina. W4DJW and our net manager Dave from Greer's. Good to talk to you tonight too, Dave. W4AKG AK is my neighbor in Easley. Good to have you, AK. And WD4DYH, Johnny, president of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Thanks for being here tonight, Johnny. It's good to see you. And we've got KM4BLH Kurt in Greenville. And K1CJW Roland from up the road in Pickens. Good to hear you tonight, too, Roland. And here, Johnny check in reminds me that we've got the field day for the Blue Ridge Club. It's coming up the last weekend in this month. Check the Varsity CC website for information about that in the near future. Hope you can come out and enjoy yourselves with that. Even if you're not a club member, we'd love to have you just stop by Field Day. It's in kind of northern Greenville County, just above the city of Greenville, off of Whitehorse Road, near the Furman University campus out there, kind of. So it's not too far out of town, and pretty convenient to get to if you'd like to do that. That's coming up later on in the month of June, the last weekend. Appreciate you. I'll call that line number two. That'll give me another announcement for tonight. So, thank you, Johnny, for checking in. Any others all the way through the alphabet? We'll go now and open it up, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AA4RM, net control.
AA4RM, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, North Carolina, no comment, no traffic.
This is KN4RJN, Mr. John, one of our former upper staters who is now in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, good to have you tonight. Tried to get you a while ago. I guess stepped away for a moment, but glad to have you tonight. He's checking in via Echo Link, W4NYK-R. All right, one more time. There's got to be somebody coming in second shift tonight. Late stations all the way through the alphabet. Call AA4RM. The down for RAGCHU tonight. Anybody want to recheck for RAGCHU or did I miss anybody all the way through the alphabet, A through Z? Please call AA4RM. Everybody four checking in. We'll secure the formal portion and the net. And you stand by for the net report, and we'll close it out. Please stand by. Everybody for checking in. That's a personal high for me for this year, 57 check-ins. I'd like to thank you for that. And don't forget, we're going for 100 starting next month on Monday nights. This is AA4RM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for checking in, and I'm going to return this repeater back to normal amateur use 73. Good evening.